Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. And this is episode 162 of our show. I'm your host, as always, Jackson Schneider. And this week, two great interviews coming your way with a couple of staples in the Newman Jets Athletics Department. We'll, of course, visit with the director of bowling at Newman University in Billy Murphy and catch up with him and talk all things Jets on the lanes, and then we'll talk with assistant AD Zach Brake, who works, of course, with advancement and operations, but we'll talk with him about his role at Newman, but also his new role with the MIAA, as he was just named the chair of the MIAA Basketball Tournament Committee, and we'll talk about that as well as the MIAA tournament is coming up in Kansas City in less than 2 weeks. So lots of great things to catch up with over the next few minutes of our show. But let's get started today by sharing some big bowling news. I mean, we're going to talk with Billy Murphy here in just a little bit, but it's fitting that we start our show today with some bowling talk as freshman Claire Jacobson won the GLVC Women's Bowling Weekly honor as Bowler of the Week. The freshman from New Prague, Minnesota, has been absolutely stellar for the Jets this season, but she again earned the Great Lakes Valley Conference Women's Bowler of the Week. And just to read you some of her accolades over the last few days, she helped her team finish first out of 9 teams at the Wildcat Invitational this past weekend. She averaged 21.72 pins per frame in 120 frames. She tallied 88.3 fill percentage and 57.5 strike percentage. On top of that, 76.7 single pin spare percentage and a 78.7 makeable spare percentage. She registered a 229.8 average in 5 traditional games, finishing first out of 53 bowlers and earned tournament MVP honors. She also notched an average of 20.83 pins in 70 frames of Baker play, which earned her second career Athlete of the Week award. Her first came back in mid-October. But absolutely stellar stuff. She has gotten 5 all-tournament nods this season, including the tournament MVP honor at the Wildcat Invitational we just mentioned. But Claire Jacobson, the freshman from New Prague, Minnesota, is the GLVC Women's Bowler of the Week. And it is a huge, huge honor, especially this time of year, as the Jet Women's Bowling Team will head into postseason play in early March. As we'll talk about that with Coach Billy Murphy coming up here in our first interview today. But it's the perfect time of year to be bowling your best, to be performing your best. And Claire Jacobson is doing exactly that. So I had to share the good news on the lanes there before we get into the talk with Billy Murphy. But also busy weekend for Jets Athletics as We'll be all over the place for Newman Jets audio network action this weekend. Friday afternoon, we are going to be opening MIAA conference play from McCarthy Field as the Newman Jet baseball team hosts the Washburn Ichabods for a three-game set. We'll have the Friday action and the Sunday action of that three-game set on the MIAA network. Then on Saturday, in between those two baseball games, we will head to Emporia and White Auditorium for the final road contests of the season for the Jet basketball teams as Newman will take on Emporia State. And those games will be at 1:30 and 3:30 on Saturday afternoon. But we will be bringing you all of that action coming up in the next few days, of course, on the Newman Jets audio network. So you can go to NewmanJets.com/calendar to get all the information on game times and audio feeds and the links to all that action. You can also download the Newman Jets app and get all that information on your phone directly in the palm of your hand. So highly, highly recommend you do that as well. But that's just a little taste of the weekend to come. We'll go through the full Newman Athletics calendar to wrap up our show here in a little bit. But let's get to our first break on the show here today. When we come back, we will visit with the director of bowling here at Newman University with my good friend Billy Murphy. And we'll follow that up with another good friend of mine in assistant AD Zach Brake. That's coming up next here on episode 162 of the JetCast. Here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider, pleased to be joined by Newman University's Director of Bowling, Billy Murphy. Billy, how we doing? Long time no see. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. I've been out on the road, you know, doing our thing. But everything's good.
Awesome. Well, it's a busy night for you figuring out where some postseason chips are going to fall and they're going to send you to Dallas. But before we talk about that, catch us up on the last couple of weeks, you know, since the start of this semester. I know you've been really busy with both teams, but kind of give us the Cliff's Notes here on what the teams have been up to lately.
Yeah, it's been a couple of good weekends. Our men's team won the SWIBC conference championship a couple weekends ago. Which, you know, winning's always great. And then they went to the Hoosier Classic this last weekend. And in the deepest, biggest field of our year, 78 teams from around the country, the guys were really, really good and finished runner-up, finished second place, which is just a great result in a field that is that talented. So, really, really good couple of weeks for the men. The women, the last two weekends, we went to the Flyer Classic. Had a pretty good weekend. The girls finished seven and six in their matches, and finished in eighth place in a really talented NCAA field. So that was a good result. And then this last weekend, we went to the D2, D3 Wildcat Classic, which is hosted by Wilmington on the East Coast. A group that's D2 only. And the ladies went 9-2 and won the championship match to win the tournament. So really a great couple of weeks leading up into postseason. So we're really excited. Things are going well, and looking forward to the postseason.
Absolutely, and this is kind of the time of year where you really want to tighten things up, right, and be kind of playing your best, setting you up for the postseason. That's still a couple of weeks away. So how does that kind of elevate your confidence on each group and what they'll be able to accomplish here in the next few weeks?
Yeah, I think they're in a really good place. I would honestly tell you we haven't peaked yet. We've had some great performances by several people, but it just seems to be a different athlete each weekend that's excelling, which is great news headed into postseason, because you've got a really good group and they can all lead every weekend, and depth is always great. So we're definitely ascending towards that peak, and you know, March and April is the time of year you want to do that. So in a really good place right now, headed into the postseason.
Over the last couple of weeks, who are some of your athletes that have really stepped up and helped to elevate your team?
Yeah, on the girls' side, freshman Claire Jacobson has been really good. She led the tournament in Delaware, averaged 229. But we got some good performances also out of Peyton Crumley and Ashley Soto. Tally Scott's been really good for us the last couple times out. So the girls have been really solid. On the guys, you know, Noah Akiona and Zach Smolin have been steady and have been really good. Last week at the Hoosier, Liam Hardman led the group, and freshman Darius Allo was really, really good. Darius also was a tournament MVP at the conference championship. So we're just getting good performances from a lot of different athletes, which is always a good thing.
Absolutely. Now, you know, when we've talked in the past, there's always kind of a long layoff, it seems, over the winter between the actual team competitions, but there's some opportunities for some of your athletes to compete individually at some other places. Do you feel like those competitions during, you know, the technically speaking, the off time for your team, do you feel like that helps them to stay sharp and to elevate themselves heading into the second semester?
Yeah, I do. We encourage the athletes to go out and compete a little bit over the break. And, you know, we had 13 of our student athletes go out and compete at the Team USA trials that were held in January. And I just think competing against what I would say is the best players in the world at the Team USA trials just sharpen your skills. But it also gives you kind of a measuring stick of where you're at and what you need to go back home and work on. And our athletes have taken that seriously, and they've used their experience in a very positive way, and come back to school working hard, and it shows in the results that we're getting. So definitely a good thing for them to be competing over the break.
Absolutely. Now, you know, like we mentioned, still a couple of weeks to work and prepare for the postseason. Can you fill us in on kind of what the plan is or what the schedule looks like leading into that postseason competition?
Yeah, on the guys' side, we've got 3 weekends, 2 weekends off, and then we compete on that third. This is kind of a light week. We're kind of just keeping it a little chill. We'll get back to doing some things next week. And, you know, we lay down patterns from the past postseasons to kind of train on. And we're just trying to dial in the equipment, make sure we have the right bowling ball pieces ready to go when we head there. The ladies have one more regular season NCAA event before the sectional championships. So it's kind of the same thing. We'll be getting ready to do that. Just kind of trying to get the equipment all tailored, so we have any condition that we might face covered. So just kind of doing all the things and getting the equipment ready and trying to keep them healthy more than anything else.
Can you dive a little deeper into the equipment side that you just mentioned? Because for me, you know, I don't, you know as much maybe about bowling, but how does the equipment affect, you know, or change things based on different conditions? You mentioned, you know, being ready for just about anything that could be thrown at you, but tell us a little bit about how that might work.
Yeah, in the postseason, you don't get to see the pattern ahead of time. During the year, we do, so we can choose equipment based off of what we see that's going to be out there. But in the postseason, they do not show you the patterns. So building your arsenal so you can cover a lot of things. Bowling balls, they're kind of like golf clubs. You know, they all do something a little bit different. So you want to cover the wide range of performance that the bowling balls can give you. You can have equipment that hooks very early and is very smooth on the back end of the lane, or you can have stuff that's really, really clean and will get down the lane but be more angular into the pocket. So you have those two extremes, and then you kind of fit a couple more pieces into that arsenal. You're only allowed 5 bowling balls for postseason with USBC. So the pieces that you choose have to do different things, but yet all 5 of those pieces have to be pretty versatile. So you can do different things with them.
That is fascinating. I would have never known that. You know, I mean, I'm only a casual bowler on occasion, and I just kind of pick one off the rack, right, and go. Who would have known, you know, for some of us that aren't as tuned in, that it could vary so widely on the equipment that you use. But then what maybe goes into selecting that? Is it just comfortability with different balls or different things over the course of a season for an athlete, or how does that work?
Well, some of it too, you know, you go through a lot of equipment over the year, and some of the bowling balls we use a lot, some of them we don't use that much. But you find out what the athlete is comfortable with, the shape that they're trying to look for as it's going down the lane. But you're trying to match up their being comfortable with what is going to be out there too. But the other thing is fresh covers on a bowling ball mean a lot. So at this point in the season, we may be replacing an older ball that is kind of dying a little bit with a fresher cover, and it may be the same ball, but it's just a fresher cover. And the fresher covers, you're just going to get better performance out of. So, you know, there's some of that too, you know, just replacing balls that they've thrown all year, but doing it with fresh covers.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the peek behind the curtain there. Again, like I said, I would have had no idea otherwise, but that's why we have you on. We learn new things every time. I always appreciate that.
Yeah, it's the really cool thing for us. One of our alumni owns one of the local pro shops, so we use him a lot, use his knowledge. You know, I spent about an hour in there today. It's Wichita Bowling Supply, which is inside North Rock Lanes. Just kind of picking his brain a little bit, you know, as a coach, and you have this experience with all this equipment, but you know, it's always good to have some help with it, too. So we appreciate Austin and all the things that he does for our program.
That's really cool. It definitely helps, I'm sure, to have somebody in the fold like that can help you out when you are dealing with that or looking to, you know, freshen up what you're working with, especially this time of year. But now, as we look to, you know, like we mentioned, what's coming up over the next few weeks for your team, what are some of the things that you're working on, you know, in the day-to-day, in the practice? Is it just certain scenarios, or what do you prepare for as you get ready for the postseason?
Yeah, we do talk about some little things ready for this postseason. 64 Baker games in a weekend is a grind. You know, we talk about patience, not getting too caught up in the moment. But we do some specific things. We shoot a lot of spares. If there's things that have been challenges for us over the past 5 months, we kind of work in that area. You know, today with the girls, there is a specific leave that we have struggled with. So we kind of tried to work on a different way to attack it so that we can be better during postseason with that. We bowl a lot of Baker games. We try to match up the teams, and we use our whole roster to have competitive matches just to create an environment of training for what we're getting ready to go to. Just how the lanes break down while you're going through that. Just kind of looking, you know, like you said, kind of looking at all the scenarios and trying to prepare for.
I mean, you've got a team now that for the most part has been a staple in the postseason over the last several years. Does that help in providing, you know, the experience to get ready for that field? You know, I know you've got some younger athletes too that'll be in the mix and maybe experiencing something like that for maybe the first time, but you have a lot of veterans that can kind of help and lead and prepare them mentally for the stress of a high profile tournament like that. Does that provide some advantages for your group?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, especially on the guy side, we're what I would say, we're an older group. You know, it's a lot of seniors, some juniors sprinkled in with a sophomore here and a freshman there. But the bulk of that team has been through it for a couple of years, so they kind of know what to expect, and they can help the younger ones. But there is a comfortability going to an event that you have experienced a couple times, and you've had a little bit of success while doing it. So I think last year's experience will really help the guys, and just they know what they're looking at, so they're going to be a little bit more prepared. You know, our ladies group, kind of the same thing, but we're kind of young. You know, we have one senior and one junior on the ladies, and then it's sophomore and freshman. But our sophomore group got such a good experience last year in this event. And while it was hard and it was taxing, the ladies, I feel like they learned a lot last year, and it's really helped their performance this year. So having that experience will pay off, I believe.
Awesome. And again, we're visiting with Director of Bowling here at Newman University, Billy Murphy, as the team heads down the home stretch of the season over the next couple of weeks. Coach, as we look at, you know, the last few weeks of your season, and it is a long season, we talk all year long about this group and kind of the rigors of the calendar. How do you feel like your group has grown as a unit? Where have maybe they improved the most, and what's impressed you about their progress?
Yeah, the guys especially have been pretty amazing. You know, they have finished in the top five of every event they've bowled in, which is, in my mind, is a huge accomplishment. But it says a lot about their focus and their desire to continue to be good. And I really think, you know, while they played well the beginning of the year, and they are an older group, they have never gotten away from trying to get better. And it is paying off. Last week's performance at the Hoosier is a telltale sign that they're headed in the right direction. So, you know, they have improved all year. Our ladies team, which I thought would be pretty good by the end of the year, they have done nothing but get better all year long. And it's just a sign to the work ethic and the coachability of a group that just wants to get better and wants to achieve things. So both teams have grown over the year and grown in a positive way. And just I think we're in a really good place headed into postseason. So I'm excited. I'm proud of their efforts all year long, and just really excited for what's to come in the next month or so.
Awesome. Well, we're all excited and can't wait to follow along. We always appreciate you joining us to catch us up on all things Jet Bowling, and look forward to meeting up with you again here in the near future and talking about some postseason success. Coach, thank you so much.
You bet, Jackson. Thanks a lot, and go Jets.
All right. That's Billy Murphy, Director of Bowling here at Newman University. We'll take a quick break here on the JetCast. and be back with more right after this.
Don Linger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Don Linger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at donlinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Don Linger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider, pleased to be joined now over the phone by Newman University's Associate AD for Advancement and Operations, Zach Brake. Zach, how are we doing?
Doing good, Jackson. How are you, man?
We are doing just fine, and it's been a busy last couple of months as basketball and winter sports wrap up and spring sports get going. I know you guys in the athletics office have been just as busy, but kind of catch us up on how the last few weeks have gone.
It's been we're in the Olympic time. It's been a 100-meter dash. I know that's the wrong Olympics, but we've been in the sprint, right? We talked about how all year is a marathon, but we're in the sprint phase of that right now. So getting baseball kicked off at home, softball is just around the corner for home games. It's been a joy because we get to watch all of our student athletes compete at home in some capacity, and you know, the easy reminder of what we do this for.
Absolutely. And you know, in addition to the 100-meter sprint you mentioned in our own athletics department, you have added a more significant duty to your work with the conference here over the last few months, as you were named the new MIAA Basketball Tournament Committee Chair. Tell us a little bit about that experience and what you're preparing for here in a little less than 2 weeks in Kansas City.
Yeah, so for the past handful of years, I've been Newman University's institution rep on the tournament committee. And then this off-season of basketball, I was approached with the opportunity to chair this committee, and so I'll get to work alongside peers from other MIAA institutions, and we're going to be the staff that's putting on this MIAA basketball championship in Kansas City this year. I would argue that in my, you know, three-plus years experience up there, that we have one of the best, if not the best, small college basketball tournament in the country. So it's a really well-oiled machine. I'm happy to take reins of that because I know who I'm going to get to work with, and you know, somebody from each of our schools will be there representing their institution and aiding the conference and putting on this excellent tournament. What we're doing right now is just getting ready to see how the bracket settles out. You know, got some teams that have locked their spots in, but seeding still to be determined. So we'll get our Wednesday through Sunday schedule up there, 10 teams looking for that automatic qualification into the national tournament. Got, you know, getting ready for broadcast, getting ready for youth days, on-court promotions, everything in between. So we're excited to get up there. I know every year it's the 1 week I especially look forward to because I get to connect with, you know, peers in the conference. And we come to find out that we're, albeit different at each institution, everybody's kind of dealing with those same issues or having those same successes. So it's good to kind of champion those for our group and then maybe brainstorm some solutions for when we get back to campus after that week's over.
With the basketball tournament, I completely agree with what you said, is it being one of the top small college conference tournaments in the country. And I would even say it rivals a lot of Division I tournaments, but tell us a little bit about what makes it such a special experience. Obviously it's an incredible venue and municipal auditorium, but great schools in our conference, great leadership with Mike Racy, but tell us some of the details about what makes MIAA Madness so special.
Yeah, I think the fact that it even has its own moniker of MIAA Madness just kind of sums it up for you. We've got, you know, teams competing in the stacked central region that's leading to, you know, national finalists, national champions on both the men's and women's side. And to get this coveted spot out of the MIAA can help you in seeding. You know, we're going to have probably the regional host come out of our conference again this year, which is really a cool thing for those campuses. So I just think it, the competition level you get and then the atmosphere that's created, whether it's from, you know, resources from the conference office or it's what our campus contacts can bring together through, you know, on-court promotions, utilizing organizations with youth days in Kansas City or, you know, finding what organization we're going to support through some donations for roster sheets. Like, we just got a lot of things going on that really made Kansas City a big basketball city, you know, be a big MIAA basketball city, as there are multiple basketball tournaments going on at that time in Kansas City.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I always appreciate as well is Kansas City for a little while becomes, you know, one of the basketball capitals of the country with the Big 12 tournaments and the MIAA right there alongside it, of course. But I imagine it's a really fun experience just to be up there for several days and not only experience the MIAA and their teams, but also the fans from all around the country that come to Kansas City for a week like that. But what's the experience like? It seems, from my perspective, like it's incredible vibes and great energy in the venue most of the time. How much fun is it for you to be a part of that?
I think it's what we're all addicted to, right? Sports have that impact. And I think when you can bring people from, you know, with the reach of our conference across the region, you know, with how Power Four conferences are aligning across the country, you have fans converging on Kansas City and the buzz is palpable in the city. And then that translates into the venue and just being in that setting and, you know, riding that high for so many hours each day, it makes sleep optional, so to speak. You kind of eat off that basketball, you sleep off that basketball and live off that basketball. And, you know, to be an avid sports fan myself, to make this a part of my job, I think it makes it really easy to show up and look forward to it the next year and, you know, figure out what we can do to enhance it as a tournament committee. And working in conjunction with the conference, what we can do to make sure our student athletes get exposure to that championship experience and really just deliver on that experience is, you know, kind of our calling card and what motivates us to show up every day again. But we get to do that aided by, you know, some of the most elite basketball we get to watch throughout our calendar years. And we're sitting courtside. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great experience. And again, it's coming up in a little less than 2 weeks. So I'm sure you're kind of soaking up your time at home as well, because I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the addition to your family here over the last few months. And certainly we've been so excited for you guys here at Newman, but have you had to balance your schedule a little bit with the dad duties now, in addition to being a committee chair and an assistant AD?
Yeah, somehow, some way I added another, you know, duty to my job description. And, you know, the more full that is, you know, the more secure that paycheck becomes. So, you know, not too worried about that. I think one of the biggest things I've had to juggle is, you know, just kind of, you know, I'm hoping to get home when he's awake, you know, early on our boys sleep in the ton and trying to get him, you know, when he's awake so I can spend some time with him. And, you know, don't get me wrong, it is nice to have him asleep in my arms, but I do like to interact with him here early on. In these days, it's been nothing but a blessing for our family. And, you know, we're excited to, as we've brought him to Newman events already, you know, hoping to get him up to the conference tournament next month there and just kind of expose him to the life. He's going to be a sports fan. His mom was a hooper. So, you know, maybe one day we'll be checking him out in Kansas City at the basketball tournament.
Yeah, hey. You know, hit up Coach Allen and get that scholarship secured early. I think we can reserve the roster spot right away, especially considering that you and Mom are both a little bit more vertically inclined, so that helps the chances, I would say. But, Zach, as we look ahead to the next few weeks, obviously, you know, the MIAA tournament's going to be taking a ton of your time and energy, but – you know, spring sports, as we mentioned, are kicking up in a big way this weekend, with baseball having their conference home opener series against Washburn and softball getting back and going again after a couple of weeks off. And, you know, wrestling is winding down in a big way, but there's a lot going on. And I know it's not just you battling through that 100-meter sprint you talked about, but You've got a great team around you to make things go here in the Newman Athletics Department. Tell us a little bit about the team you've got and how you're going to attack these next busy couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the people here are our greatest asset. You know, we've got people lined up and able to be put into positions that, you know, may not fulfill, you know, their strong suits, but they make what they're doing their strength. You know, that, you know, starts, you know, downstairs, we got Mo in compliance. She's willing to step up and do the book at the scorer's table. You know, she's willing to fill in and take some tickets or do the concessions. So, you know, she's doing it all down there. We got Daphne in sports information. She's doing everything above and beyond, right? Getting our broadcasts up online, getting recaps out there. There's just a ton of moving parts on game day, so that communication has to be primed and ready to go. And Jackson, I mean, people can take a look at newmanjets.com/staff directory and see there aren't too many people to go around here. So, you know, we'll even call on the boss a little bit, Kenyon, get him involved. He's always saying he'll be the first to volunteer. So, you know, when we can call him and say, hey, it's your time, if he's not in his millions of meetings per week, he's there for us, which is awesome. And then, you know, we rely heavily on our graduate assistants. And we've got three this year in this semester that have just gone and made their work their, you know, personality. We're really leaning into the strength of that group and requiring them to do things that challenge them, and they've answered the bell every single time. So as you said, we've gone through basketball at home, we've gone through wrestling at home, baseball, softball. Well, we've also hosted some high school basketball events, and we've got them learning skills that they haven't utilized before. I mean, heck, just yesterday we were down on the floor, it was four of us, and we had our marker on the end of a string, and we were drawing out the three-point arc for the high school line, because as you well know, here in Fugate Gymnasium, we've got just the current college line and the former college line, which neither of which work for high school. So that's something we had to add in so we could get a game going on here. And, you know, as soon as I said that to the group, you know, it was, you know, multiple likes of that message. They were ready to go. And I was like, guys, it's 8 at night. I'm just thinking of this. You don't have to be on your phone, but they're ready to get to what's going to be on the schedule for the next day. And I just really am appreciative of that because, you know, we don't go without that. And, you know, I'll be remiss. You've been a little bit of a road warrior here, Jackson, with the audio network taking it where we've been, probably to at least three different states this year. A fourth state, yeah?
We've been, I mean, if you count Kansas, let's see, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and yeah, so four states. Who knows where we could end up in the future? Who knows?
Yeah, and we well know that those airwaves go international, so while we may physically be planted somewhere, we're really appreciative of our listeners and the work you're doing for not only the audio network, but to serve as the play-by-play voice on the MIAA network and continuing to enhance the quality of our broadcast. We're really appreciative of the work you're getting done, man. I can't say enough about that.
Well, I appreciate that. And I've joked about this, and it's really my pleasure. I think I've told you a few times that I would do it for free. I like that I am compensated for my efforts, I will say that, but it's so much fun to work with you and all the student-athletes and the coaches that I truly would, I think, do it as a hobby for free because it's such a blast. But it's so much fun to be a part of this athletics department, and I think you would agree with that considering you've been here, what, almost 6-plus years now?
Yeah, I'm in my fifth year full-time currently, so I got 4-plus on that service clock, but spent a year as a GA early on, and so – like you said, it is a blast to be a part of this group, and it's solely because of the people. I mean, we were able to bring in six new coaches. You know, we had a volleyball coach hired, and I believe she was on the show recently. You know, and just getting these people in place, getting to know them, learning how they work, it makes you want to just show up and see what more can I do. You know, it's not what can this athletic department do for me, but what can I do for my athletic department? And I know that's a good old boy slogan there, but this culture is created because of the compassion of others, and we're all here for the same mission, and that's to serve our student athletes and give them the highest quality experience. And that's going to translate, you know, from the practice field to classroom to competition to how we travel, how we sleep, how we eat, what we wear, you know. So we're continuing to work on growing partnerships, and there's just a lot of moving parts here, and I'm excited about the trajectory of this athletic department.
Me as well. It's been fun to see the growth even through the change, like you mentioned, six new coaches and a lot of new faces that have seemingly fit right into how things work and the mantra that you were kind of talking about of this athletics department over the last couple of months here. But how fun has it been to bring some new faces into the fold coaching wise and heck, even on up to the top man in the athletics department in Kenyon Spears? I mean, new faces, but it seems like things continue to build forward.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in that number of six new head coaches, I mean, when you throw Kenyon Tyre in there, he'd be one of the more recent guys, but we spent so much time together. I'm almost, you know, you remind me that he's new. I mean, I feel like we've been doing so much together and working so hard at trying to, you know, turn this thing, get it going and into the right spaces. And as the climate of college athletic changes, I feel like each day we're meeting and brainstorming what's next for us. And so we've got so many moving pieces, but yeah. I think just, you know, at the top, we've got somebody who's hungry, who's motivated. So trying to lean into that right now and, you know, enjoy those early phases of adjusting to a new leadership style. I feel like we as an administration on the athletic side has done a really good job for that. And it's only aided our coaches and allowed them to focus on what's important, which is their student athletes, and focus what's on important, you know, on-field success, the classroom, and stay focused on those things while we kind of navigate each other. And, you know, we're really just trying to, you know, navigate each other and figure out how our styles mesh, who can do what. And, you know, we're coming to find out a lot more about each other as the year goes on. And I think it's been a really good process for me because it's my second boss ever. I've been at Newman since I left school. So, you know, easily a quick change for me, but something that I've just had to adapt to. And, you know, we're working well together and working hard.
Absolutely. Again, we're visiting with the assistant AD here at Newman in Zach Brake. And again, the newly minted MIAA basketball tournament committee chair as well. And Zach, again, that's coming up in 2 weeks. So as we wrap up, I got a couple of fun questions for you. Who is the person from another athletics department that you are looking forward to reuniting with in Kansas City the most?
All right, so I think I'm going to have to give you two, and this is going to be really fun. I don't know who all is going to be listening to this interview, so I do have to mention if the entire tournament committee does come across hearing this, I'm looking forward to seeing each of them the same. But I'm going to be better than my parents, and I am going to pick a favorite. So first off, has got to be Matt Cook. He's the outgoing tournament committee chair. He has since departed Fort Hays State to join the Hays Rec Commission. So he's not from an MIAA institution this year, but his current bosses are benevolent enough to lend us his services. He'll be on court with the mic doing timeout promotions. And he's just been a really good, you know, friend. I can call him a mentor. You know, he's been great. He'll pick up the phone anytime. If he doesn't pick up the phone, he calls me back at the most inopportune time. So we're pretty good at that phone tag. So he's a really good one. And if you want me to give you one from an institution, it's got to be our returning rookie of the year, Ryan Klein from Missouri Southern. And the only reason I say that is because the sophomore slump strikes the committee so hard. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he does to battle that. That's just hanging over his head, knowing he had a really good first year on the committee. What's he going to do in year two to prove himself and make himself a mainstay on this committee?
That's awesome. And then last thing for you, and this one could ruffle some feathers because everybody's got their opinions on the food scene in Kansas City, especially with the well-known barbecue, but where is the spot you're looking forward to grubbing at the most?
Dude, I mean, I almost feel like it's no answer other than Johnny's Tavern, the official sports bar of the MIAA. Like, I'm looking forward to Tuesday night getting there. I'm looking forward to the pep rally on Wednesday when we get back over there. And, hey, did you hear they're opening a location in Wichita?
I sure did. As a Lawrence, Kansas native and a Johnny's regular in my past, I'm so excited. I actually believe they're opening this weekend officially here in the Air Capital. So very exciting. Right. Good answer, by the way. And
yeah.
Have to recommend the Dodge City Burger. That's my personal favorite.
There we go. Yeah, we might have to get a lunch on the schedule here next week. And, you know, I definitely have to say my answer. I'm not going to dip into that barbecue battle because I don't want to be that wrong.
Fair. That's a good political answer because you could very much ruffle the wrong feathers if you give the wrong answer there. But I will accept that response for sure.
The committee chair is a man of the people.
He is, and he is Zach Brake, the newly minted MIAA Basketball Tournament Committee Chair and Assistant Athletics Director here at Newman. Zach, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it. Have some fun in the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jackson. Look forward to hearing this interview on the air.
That is Zach Brake. We'll take a quick time out here on the JetCast and be back in a moment to wrap things up here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Hi friends, Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Final segment here on the JetCast today. Of course, we are on the Newman Jets Audio Network. As always, you can go to NewmanJets.com/podcasts to catch every episode. This one, last week's. You can go back and hear episode one, all the 160 in between. Up to you. Just go to NewmanJets.com/podcasts. You can go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's all right there for you. Just search The JetCast and check it out today. And obviously, if you're listening to this, you are an avid listener, right? I'm going to assume so. But in case you've missed anything in the past, we've had some great interviews over the last few weeks. So I want to encourage you to go back and check those out, including last week we visited with Tori Provencio and Alex Gillig for the Jets, and lots of great stuff as always. So go back and check that out. But as we look back there, let's look ahead as we wrap up our show today and take a look at the upcoming Newman Jets athletic calendar. It is a busy weekend once again for our Jet athletes, but let's start by just breaking down softball. The Jets softball team on the season, 3-1 to open the Brittany Henning era back at the beginning of February, but they've had a couple of weeks off in between those competitions. Well, they get back at it on Friday afternoon as they head to the Washburn Rural Topeka Washburn Invitational. It is a couple different sites, but they play at Washburn Rural High School and at Washburn University over the course of the next few days. Is where the action is. But in Topeka, the Jets will open it up on Friday afternoon at noon as they will take on Wayne State College of Nebraska. And then at 2 o'clock on Friday, they will take on Minnesota Crookston. And then on Saturday at 10 a.m., they will battle the Rockhurst Hawks. So three games over the next 2 days for Brittany Henning's group as they get back at it again Friday and Saturday. Then baseball, as we teased a little bit earlier in the show, it's a busy weekend for them at home as they open up their MIAA Conference Series opener with the Washburn Ichabods in Wichita. Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock start on Friday, 2 o'clock on Saturday, and noon on Sunday. They will be broadcasting on the MIAA network all three of those games, but two of them will be broadcast by yours truly on the Newman Jets audio network. The Friday series opener starting at 2:45, we will go live on the Newman Jets audio network with that 3 o'clock first pitch. And then on Sunday, we'll go live at 11:45 a.m. for the noon first pitch between the Jets and the Ichabods this weekend. Additionally, this weekend on Saturday, the Newman basketball teams will take to the road for the final time this season, and they will truck up the turnpike to Emporia, Kansas, an historic white auditorium for a doubleheader with the Emporia State Hornets. The women's game will start at 1:30, and the men will follow at approximately 3:30 on Saturday afternoon. But that means you can catch our action at 1:15 for our pregame show on the women's side. And again, the men will follow. We'll have both games for you live and free to listen to on that Newman Jets audio network. So be sure to tune in. Again, final road games of the season for the Jet basketball teams coming up on Saturday afternoon. And then on Sunday, Newman Wrestling will be back at home as they will host the Fort Hays State Tigers at 3 o'clock in the afternoon inside of Fugate Gymnasium for their one big duel event. So be sure to pack Fugate Gymnasium. Come check out our wrestlers. They have been doing a great job this season, achieving some great things, and you should definitely check it out. If you haven't gotten to a duel yet, highly recommend. It is such a blast. And as someone who doesn't really know a lot about wrestling like myself, it is still so enjoyable. There's action nonstop, so be sure to get out there Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And hey, timing works out about perfectly. Baseball at noon into wrestling at 3. You can get yourself a little doubleheader of Jets action Sunday afternoon here on campus. Then Tuesday of next week, baseball is back in action, but they will take to the road for a midweek conference matchup with the Pittsburgh State Gorillas in Pittsburgh. Pitt State is off to a great start. They are in the top 25 rankings and receiving a lot of accolades for their start to the year. So the Jets will take to the road and try to knock off the Gorillas in their first of three meetings with Pitt State this season. And again, that is Tuesday at 2 o'clock in Pittsburgh. On Wednesday, the 25th, the tennis teams will be back in action again at home, 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon, hosting Pratt Community College in action. If you missed it just the other day, the Jet men's tennis team battled with Cowley Community College to get their season, or their spring season, that is, back underway. So they will be in action again on Wednesday afternoon at, again, 4 o'clock for that one. And then into next weekend, two more home matchups for both of our Jet basketball teams, their final two games of the season. Thursday night, the Jets will welcome in the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats for action at 5:30 and 7:30 on Thursday the 26th. And then on Saturday for Senior Day at Fugate Gymnasium, the Jets will battle Missouri Western State at 1:30 and 3:30 as well. And then into next weekend, there's a whole bunch of softball again, as the Jets will be in Kansas City for the Midwest College Classic. They'll take on teams like Bemidji State, Minnesota Duluth, Truman State, Arkansas Tech, Upper Iowa. Lots of teams involved in that tournament. Also, baseball will be in action on the road for a three-game series at Central Missouri on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then women's tennis will be in action as they will battle with Arkansas Tech down in Edmond, Oklahoma on Saturday as well. But that gets us through the month of February. Can you believe it? There's so much still to happen this semester, but February has flown by. And before you know it, we're going to be into March and talking about spring break and all sorts of things. So it's coming by, or flying by quickly, at least for me. But as always, I know I throw a lot at you. There's always a lot going on. So go to NewmanJets.com/calendar. Get it all right there for you, broken down. You can click on each team specifically, get their dates, times, locations, etc. You can also download that Newman Jets app and get it all in the tips of your fingers on the very easy to use, wonderful, free, I might add, app as well. But that is going to wrap up our show for episode 162 here on the JetCast today. Big thank yous once again to Billy Murphy and Zach Brake for their time to visit with me and their busy schedules and everything they've got going on. But always appreciate them for joining us on the show. Looking forward to next week already. Great interviews coming as always. But thanks to you, the listeners, for tuning in once again. Really appreciate it as always. We'll see you next time here on the JetCast. I've been Jackson Schneider. We'll see you on episode 163 coming at you next week.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.